Blog Talk Radio.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value that you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author, and pharmacist to boot, Pat Foreman. Today is Friday. Yeah, finally Friday, October the 29th, and I would like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, and get all kinds of great Chicken Whisperer gear. In fact, yesterday I returned from the post office for mailing out a boatload of Chicken Whisperer gear, so thank you all for your purchase. Lots of t-shirts and hats. And let's see, we had some wristbands, a watch or two, some coasters, very cool stuff that we're sending out to all our fans across the country, from West Virginia to Florida to Texas to California. We had some in Washington State, Virginia. So if you were waiting on an order, it was shipped out. If you won some prizes on the radio show, it was shipped out. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. You can talk with other backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique and fun and creative screen name. Then you can come on in, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, and talk all about our passion, backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. I'd also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Again, we hope you'll take a moment to do this today. Again, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chick. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free
888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com. First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supply's Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer, here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
This looks like a job for
Super Chicken.
You get the super sauce, I'll don my super suit.
All righty, it's Fun Friday. Finally, folks, how about that? We made it through another great week together, and here we are celebrating another Friday. We're so glad you decided to join us this Friday afternoon. Our Friday morning, if you're joining us in the middle of the country or maybe over there on the West Coast, either way, we're glad you're with us today. We hope you enjoy the show. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And speaking of wonderful, it's now time to welcome my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate and author, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat!
Hey, it was for trick-or-treat. It's the Halloween Friday and weekend. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So you can take all those candies from all those kids. Were you going to run as a Democrat or Republican to take the candies away? I forget which one.
I think I'm going to be an IRS agent. I'm going to dress up in my black suit with a little black tie and put a little name tag on, you know, just as IRS hanging on the breast pocket of my coat. And then I'm going to go around and take half of everybody's candy. And so, but you know what people think, you know, it's the big bad IRS and they, you know, they may have some questionable tactics. But you know what? They're only enforcing the laws that Congress passes. Okay, so really, where should our anger be? Our disgust be? They are actually the IRS is maybe the scapegoat. Yes, they may have some questionable practices depending on what you read and what books you read about the process. But the issue is Congress is the one that's passing these laws that then they enforce. So, but yet I'm going to be a revenuer. You know, actually. I thought about
that's really funny. The revenue.
Actually, many, many years ago, I bought the biggest box of cornflakes I could find, and I put a meat cleaver in it, and I went around as a serial killer. That was one year. And that was very entertaining. People, it took a minute for them to figure out a meat cleaver stabbed in a box of cereal made me a serial killer. But they just didn't understand it. So, anywho, but yep. So that did, I went that one year. We've had some fun over the years. But it is Halloween weekend, and you know what? It surprises me. I mean, I guess I get it as an upcoming parent. But I mean, holy cow! I don't ever remember when I was trick or treat age debating on what day to go trick or treating. It's the 31st, people. okay? You know, it's like, oh, well, we're going to go on the 29th because it's Friday night, or we're going to go on the 30th, or we're not going to go on the Sunday night because it's a school night. Halloween, majority of the time, falls during the week because there's 5 weekdays and just 2 weekends days. So, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't get this cities debating and dictating when you go trick-or-treating. I don't understand it. It's the 31st. You know what? Christmas doesn't fall on an appropriate day for my schedule this year, so we're going to change it. We're going to celebrate Christmas on the 23rd this year. I don't understand it. One of those things. Maybe that can be the segment today of that really ruffles my feathers. Is that these?
Feathers my ruffles. I'm ruffled and feathered. I'm ruffled. Sorry, get the tar boiling.
Exactly. That really hackles my cackles, or whatever the case may be. Maybe that'll be the day's rant, is that these places that Halloween is every year on the 31st, but let's change it. Maybe they feel like they're having to regulate Halloween, and so they want to they want to change it. I just don't understand. It's amazing. I think what I really didn't get was, of course, Halloween is on, look at this. Dragonfly says our trick or treat is tomorrow, and they can only be out from 5 to 7. Okay, where is that in the Constitution? I was like, okay, great. I don't understand it. It's the 31st. It's always been the 31st. It's the worst traffic day in the world in Atlanta, especially if it falls during the weekday. Oh my goodness, it's worse than. It's the most horrible traffic day in Atlanta. So if it does fall on a weekend, thank goodness, because you won't have to deal with so much traffic, as if all the parents are running home after work, leaving early to try to get home to get their kids in the costumes to get out and get some nice tooth decaying candy. So maybe that we'll just say I'm in a good mood today. We'll just say that's my daily Friday rant. Is that, you know what, things that make you go, is that, you know what, Halloween's on the 31st, let's keep it on the 31st, not the 30th, not the 28th, not the 29th, to make whatever agenda you have, and don't throw out this safety stuff, because, oh, well, Saturday, don't throw out this, oh, well, it's a school night on Sunday night, so we're going to celebrate it on Friday night instead. Okay, well, you know, most of these kids are up until 11:30 at night anyway, watching South Park, because their parents let them. So it's just one of those things. That doesn't fly. The safety thing doesn't fly with me because they have football games. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. JV football games with Thursday nights throughout football season at a lot of these high schools. So, oh, we better change that too. So I just, you know, don't get it. It's one of those things that make you go, So that'll be today's daily rants. And since I really didn't specifically think about one today being Friday, I was so excited about everything else we're doing, like giving away some awesome prizes and having a good time. I do have some good chickens in the news today. But yes, it is Halloween weekend, and we have a great weekend planned, and I know you probably do as well, Pat. Let's go ahead and get started. We may try to wrap it up around 1. I've got some packing to do, but we'll just see how long it takes to get all these awesome prizes given away to our awesome, awesome listeners. So we'll just start Chickens in the News right now. And Chickens in the News Daily is sponsored by MeyerHatchery.com. Visit them online. Pick out your birds. Go ahead and place your order for this spring chick days. They definitely have a nice selection, and we'll be touring them in their facility on Friday, November the 12th, when we're up there for the Ohio National. You can get information about the Ohio National. You should come if you can. I'm telling you, spend that extra $20 for
it's
gas
true.
And that extra $39 for a hotel room, and just come up Friday night, stay for Saturday, and come out and see over 7,000 birds and lots of people and lots of sponsors and lots. It's just going to be great. But Chickens of the News is sponsored by MeyerHatchery.com. Okay, let me get over here and get to my Chickens in the News. Wrong email I brought up. Let's bring up this one over here. This is in no particular order. But most of these I haven't read completely the way through, so I may struggle with them as I'm reading through this. But as they were popping up on my BlackBerry last night and today, I was like, oh, we'll have some good Chickens in the News stories today. And let's see what we got. Oh, Dragonfly in the chat room says, you know what? You can just skip the whole trivia contest today. Don't worry about any trivia questions. Just send everything to me, and then you can end the show and get a packing.
That is an option, you must admit.
Yeah.
That is an option.
I don't know if the other hundreds of listeners would be on board with that, but it sounds like a good idea to me. All righty, this comes to us from Times Record Online. Times Record Online, and by Amy Sherrill. Feathers fly over stolen chickens. You don't mess with a boy's chickens, let me tell you. Or a girl's chickens, for that matter. Okay. A man fired a shotgun late Wednesday in an attempt to retrieve his stolen property. Four chickens, according to a police report. Luis Alberto Castadilla, 30, and his uncle, Alberto Letzima, 38, ended up being arrested instead on suspicion of felony aggravated assault and going to jail for trying to take the law into their own hands. Yeah, never take the law into your own hands, because when seconds count, the police are just minutes away. Fort Smith police were dispatched to 3101 Russell at about 8:36 p.m. Wednesday in reference to shots fired. Authorities came across Castanina and Lestima in the 5,000 block of Spradling Avenue and learned Castanina was robbed by a, Castanina was robbed by a black man and a white man who jumped into his backyard and stole his chickens, according to a police report. Police who responded to 3101 Russell Street found Dong Tom, 40, and Nijin, 34, who said they were sitting outside drinking beer when two black men and one white man came up to their yard and gave them four chickens. Dung told police that they had just taken the chickens when a Hispanic man stopped his pickup truck in the roadway, got out, yelled obscenities, and said he was going to kill them. The man chambered around in the shotgun, so they took off running. Nijin said when the man fired a round into the air at that point, Castina told police his chickens have been taken in the past. He added that the Asian males hire the suspects to take his chickens and force him to buy them back, according to the report. Castina said that he's not the only person who has had the experience and he was frustrated. He said he got his shotgun and had his uncle drive him to the house where the Asian men were sitting to get his chickens back by force. Feathers fly over stolen chickens. How about that? Only here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer would you hear a story about, let's say, and this story was actually, I read it just as it was reported in the newspaper. We got white dudes, we got black dudes, we got Asian dudes, we got the police, and we got a shotgun. Holy cow, that's a story for you, ain't it? My goodness gracious. So, he was tired of people stealing his chickens, doggone it. And he got his shotgun and he went to go make attributes. And the police says, no, you can't take the law into your own hands. So, let's see what we got here. Let's see what's going on in the chat room as it starts to fill up. Walter's got a good point. Whatever happened to being a kid, talking about Halloween and trick-or-treating and things like that. Let's see what else we got here. Somebody's messaging me here. Okay, that's irrelevant. Let's scroll down here. Another chickens in the news here. Sorry about that. I like this. Chickens aren't an issue. Told you we had some good ones today. Chickens aren't an issue. This comes to us from the Standard. Chickens aren't an issue. And this is, I think, a commentary. And there's some big words in here, so forgive me if I may mess up here a little bit. The attention given to the possibility of residents might raise chickens in St. Catherine's backyards is quite amazing. Given the host of minor issues such as taxation, infrastructure, the cost and effectiveness of the Niagara Regional Police, and flagship projects such as our hockey mecca and the pool project, my wife and I love animals, but not ahead of people, small and big. In contrast, the post-war years were much different than today. Bread, milk, ice, and yes, egg men delivered their wares to residents who had very little, if any, disposable income. No car, and the daily challenge of feeding and clothing a family. Recycling was not a concept, and it was a necessary part of life. It was in this context that my wife Maureen, as a young girl, received a special Easter present, a tiny, soft, yellow chick arranged by her parents with their egg man. She was taught to nurture the infant bird, feed it, and protect it. As summer progressed, she collected magical small eggs that added to the supply of home preserves, jams, and purchased food items. As winter approached and the chicken's homemade shelter became inadequate and the non-grown chicken was returned to the Eggman, some weeks later the entire family would enjoy an affordable Thanksgiving feast, and so each year an Easter chick and a lesson in responsibility, care, and nutrients, and never a complaint from neighbors. Today we contribute to food banks to help people whose jobs have been exported by premium pet foods for our furry, feathered, and amphibian pets, and wonder about the return of masked and striped critters back into our urban realm. Dogs usually leashed discolor ornamental shrubs and grasses, and wandering felines leave foul surprises in gardens. Toddler sandboxes need to have secure lids now. Canadian geese, encouraged by generous people, now stay home year-round in befouled parks, cemeteries, beaches, and shore waters. Gulls occupy mall parking lots and occasionally fly for target practice on cars and pedestrians, and we're concerned about the fact that some families might supplement their diet and budget with a few chickens in our predominantly sizable yards. For shame. Or as a Hamilton Eggman would have said, cluck, cluck. Maureen and Ray Cadoret and St. Catharines. So how about that little letter to the editor? They're kind of trying to put it in perspective in an easy way, saying out of all the other problems that this town has, you're concerned about a few people that may want a few chickens in their backyard. See, we've got one more here that I'm going to share with you.
What's the world coming to, Whisper? What's the world coming to?
I know. Trick-or-treating on the 28th and the 29th. And then now this.
And the 31st. I'm going to go twice myself. I figure it's an opportunity.
Yeah, opportunity. Yep, I'm going to go get. Yeah, well, hey, we're on the 31st. Yeah, but I think trick-or-treating was on the 30th. 30, what are you talking about, the 30th? Okay.
Yeah,
and,
one
okay.
news item, Whisper, if you're not finding the other one real fast. Can I go ahead?
No, go ahead. I've got it, but go ahead. Go with yours, and I'll wrap up.
Okay. Well, this is a short one, and we saw this earlier this week of sort of retrograde city councils, and this is another example. This comes to us from Deer Park, Washington, Washington State, and it says, city cracks down on backyard chicken farmers. And here's another example of the power, in this case, of two city members that kind of did a coup. Not a coup, but a coup against the poultry advocates. It says, of course, it starts, why did the chicken cross the road in Deer Park? It says to get back home. Well, not really. The city of Deer Park may be the latest community to embrace backyard chickens, and residents Andy and Sarah Faulkner made a request to the Deer Park City Council earlier this month to allow residents a chance to raise a small flock in their backyard. And then it goes, for all the right reasons that we want to have chickens in our backyards. And, of course, the large municipalities, New York, Denver, Baltimore, Albuquerque, Seattle, Tacoma, Spokane, Gig Harbor, Vancouver, all these cities are doing this. So it must be a good thing. But under the proposed ordinance drafted by the city attorney, Chuck Zimmerman, four chickens would be allowed in each lot of record. And any coop is only 15 feet away from neighboring property. That's all very reasonable, very good. So the city of Spokane allows for only three chickens, but that's okay too. So, but here's what happened. City Council members Dawn Stevens, Mary Babb opposed the plan. Two people opposed the plan, which will be sent to the Planning Commission for further review. The plan will be sent to the Planning Commission, not Dawn and Mary, although they probably ought to go. Dawn Stevens said the chickens stink and they do not fit into a good residential setting, quote unquote. No chickens in a good residential setting. Proponents of the plan say there are many ways to limit the smell. As we know, there are many, many ways, and they smell less than dogs and less poop than dogs even, than a 40-pound dog. But the director of community services, Roger Kringle, said the coops, this is a new twist on this, Whisper, the coops could fall under the city's zoning ordinance, which may require future chicken farmers to pay building permit fees. So now they're saying, okay, you build a coop, you might have to pay a building permit fee. And don't they understand how small coops are? So anyway, that might be a revenue generator. But, well, all the same, there were there were council members that had approved the plan, but the other two that were against them appear to be in a deadlock. So now the Planning Commission is saying that it will not be required to follow the original proposed ordinance. And the group can propose its own rules for the backyard chickens, the group meaning the council, as I'm understanding this. So in the interim now, city officials have informed residents that have already started chickens to remove the poultry from their city limits. So here's another example of how two people with very prejudiced and very bigoted views about backyard flocks are stopping the many that want them. And so I don't know, but next elections, I think I'd be seriously looking at whether or not to bring back in Don Stevens and Mary Babb, as certainly they're not green city council members, so wondering what they are for. And there's always two sides, but that's I was sad to read this one along with the one last week that they were disallowing chickens after allowing them. So that's it. What you got?
That's an outrage.
It's an outrage. It's a civil liberties issue. I mean, it is a civil liberties issue. The public elects these officials, and the officials have to listen to their constituents. I mean, that's just part of our system. And so many county, city council members, you know, they've never been in politics. They've never really been educated, even in sort of the democracy or the constitution. They feel they get in power, and now they're. It's their opinion that sways, and they represent themselves and not their constituents. And so it'll proceed election by election. I bet you dollars to donuts that next year, when election time comes around or wherever their elections come due, that people will be putting chickens on the ballot questions, or not on the ballot, but chickens as the issues for the candidates to discuss before going to the polls. And that's what's happened this year in Rockbridge County and other places.
I'd rather see some chickens on the ballot than some of these turkeys on the ballot that we got to vote for.
Or vultures. Or yeah. Of course, we're insulting now turkeys, aren't we?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All righty. This comes to us from Fox 12 out of Oregon. Fox 12 out of Oregon. Perk your ears up, folks, and I want you to take a pen and write down how many times you've heard me report on this over the last almost 2 years this radio show has been live, okay? How many times have you heard stories like this? Here we go again. Doggone irresponsible dog owners. Man admits to shooting and killing neighbor's dog. Suspect says dog tried to attack chickens. I'm about tired of reporting on this, but I do it just to show you how often this happens. And are chickens the real problem or are dogs the real problem? And I have two in my backyard, and I love them dearly. But I'm also a responsible dog owner, and I think in 8 years that we've lived in this residence, my dog's been out once that I can remember. Maybe twice, we'll give it that, in 8 years. So, hey, what are you going to do? Man admits to shooting and killing neighbor's dog. Suspect says dog tried to attack kittens. Troutdale, Oregon. A Troutdale man said he made a mistake back in August when he shot and killed his neighbor's 3.5-year-old husky. There's something I'll address here in a minute. Jeff Freeland says he tried to dig his dog, Yukon, out from a small grave in Dave Shonk's yard. In hindsight, I should have done things differently, Shonk said on the phone Wednesday night. This week, prosecutors said they charged Shonk with felony animal abuse charges after he acted maliciously when he killed Yukon. Shonk says he shot the dog only after it came into his property and tried to kill his chickens. It happened repeatedly, Shonk says. Investigators with the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office said Shonk did not notify animal control officers. Oh, no, he was taking the law into his own hands. My goodness. Freeland says he and his fiance, here we go, quote, bold letters. Freeland says he and his fiance would allow Yukon to run around on their property, and they admit Yukon did sometimes wander away. In other words, they open the door and let him out and close the door while they go watch baseball. But they said he never tried attacking any chickens. He was a good dog. Yeah, just like the 16-year-olds that go out and kill people, and then the parents are like, he was a good kid. He really was. He stayed out of trouble. He was a good dog, and like I said, he was raised with a bunch of little dogs, So he never had, so he had no intent to kill anything, Freeland. No intent. No intent. It's a dog. Dogs are wild. They have instinct. They see something running, they're going to chase it. They see chickens, they want to chase it. Whether it's playing too rough, it may kill the chicken, or whether they actually try to use, please. He was a good dog. And like I said, he was raised with a bunch of little dogs, so he had no intent to kill anything. Back in August, Freeland says Shank's wife called him and said he needed to speak with him immediately. My heart dropped and knew right then that something had happened, said Freeland, who then called deputies after Shank's wife told him where the dog was buried. Freeland said he and deputies walked into the site, and that's where they found the grave. Multnomah County prosecutors charged Shank with first-degree aggravated animal abuse and first-degree animal abuse, theft, and tampering with evidence. He pleaded not guilty in court Monday. The trial is expected to start in December. Now, you know, like I said, there's been a dog in my life since the very day. The day I was brought home from the hospital, there was a dog in the house. And I've had one in my house just about, I think, about every day. And I'm 41, coming up on 42 years old. Love dogs. Not a big fan of cats, but I love dogs. And so I'm telling you, seems like every couple of months we have a story about a dog that's been shot to death because of an irresponsible dog owner that just lets it out, lets it run away, lets it go. I mean, and it just yesterday, a man was walking his dog on a leash law, and he gets attacked by a pit bull. I'm not attacking pit bulls. It could have been a schnauzer. It could have been a King Charles Cavalier. But he got attacked by a dog, not on a leash, irresponsible dog owners. I think the dog owners need to be held accountable, much more strenuous punishment when things like that happen, much more. So I can't blame the dog. I mean, they're saying, oh, it was a good dog, and he didn't have any intent to kill or anything. That's in their blood. They're derived from, what, wolves, coyotes? Now we have these domesticated pets. I mean, come on, folks. They see a chicken, they see a bird, they're going to chase it. They see something running, a cat, mice, a squirrel. Dogs are going to chase them. That's what they do. That's what's in their blood. And then, he was a good kid. He didn't mean to cut that lady's head off. He's been good all his. He's never been in trouble with the law before. I get so sick and tired of hearing that. This is the second rant for today, folks, on Friday. But you know what I mean, Pat? It's just ridiculous, some of this stuff.
Yeah, what I find so, I guess not distressing, but is that people don't train their dogs. It's like they go visit them and
they don't train their kids either. That doesn't surprise me. They're not going to take time to spend with their kids and bring them up, right? Well, that's just a dog. You can't expect that, I guess. But I agree with you there.
Yeah, and so I mean, even on walks, you'll see these dogs are straining against the leash and they're barking, and you know, they go, oh, that's just the way he is. He's a whatever the breed is. It's like as if that's an excuse for an untrained dog or an untrained person.
Exactly, Pat. Just like when they say he's all boy, what you gonna do? Oh, man, how many times have my wife heard that as a teacher? He's just 100% boy. What are you going to do? You're going to go outside and get a hickory twig. That's what you're going to do.
So, and anyway, dogs are trainable. And then, yes, they do have an instinct. I think all dogs do, whether it's a little Yorkie Terrier or up to a Great Dane. They all have a kind of an instinct to chase things, just like people kind of have an instinct to poke at things in a way. But they are trainable. And my dog has killed turkeys, one of my dogs, and yet we trained him to leave them alone and to protect them. Now he hasn't done that for, over 6-7 years, and he only did it once. So
our dogs.
So it is possible to train them if you really love them. As one of my dog trainers said, I've been to Puppy Class Whisper probably 10 times. So you got to train the person, not the dog. But the dog goes there and gets socialized. But it says that if you don't control your dog, you do not have a dog. It's just kind of the way it is. Yeah.
I agree. Our dogs protect our chickens. Just this week, Monday or Tuesday night, I hear Marianne and Penny out there just barking, and you can tell a difference between just some leaves ruffling because of the wind, and they see something that they know shouldn't be there. And so I got the flashlight and got my slippers on and walked outside. And at first I didn't see anything. I was looking at the fence line and down at the coops and along the fence line. Didn't see anything. And then I looked over at Mary Ann, and she was just sitting there, not pointing. She's not a pointer, but sitting there basically staring right up into the sky. And I had the flashlight, and I shined up there. And there, one of the biggest owls I've ever seen in my entire life, ever, on top of my neighbor's roof, just kind of looking down over into our backyard. So I let the dogs out. It was about 3 a.m. And I let the dogs out the rest of the night, and no problems at all. That mm-hmm. hawk didn't want to have anything to do with Penny and Mary Ann. So Aaron in the chat room had a good tactic here. She said that one of her neighbor's dogs came over and killed some of her chickens, and she took the dead chickens over to the neighbor's house and showed them the dead chickens and said that her kids are devastated and are back home crying. I think maybe I would have took the kids over there. I would have said, okay, here, you carry this dead chicken, and then you carry this dead chicken and have the blood running down your hands and arms. I'm going to ring the neighbor's doorbell, and when he opens the doorbell, y'all just continue to cry like you're doing now, and then that'll show them. I mean, how traumatizing would that be? Maybe they'll get the picture there when you have these two little kids, 5 and 6, holding these dead chickens with blood running down their arms, and here's this neighbor that opens the door, irresponsible dog owner neighbor that opens the door. Man, people need some life lesson, and yeah, my goodness gracious. All righty, well, I told you we had some good chickens in the news today that would spark some
get you crowing, didn't it? Got your ruffles feathered.
So funny. I don't exactly.
Somebody see, we've just got to live our lives as best we know. You know, really, Whisper, I think everyone is really trying. They're doing the best with what they know, what they're working with, and what they know about. And we're all evolving. But it's sad when a kid loses its chickens because of a dog doesn't stay home or isn't trained to behave around any sort of livestock, probably, but especially chickens.
Cool. Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to go to commercial break. It's so supposed to be Fun Friday, but there's always something. So we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to give away some prizes. Let me get over to my Facebook and let's see what I was actually said I was going to give away. I know we have, let me see over here, a switchboard. I don't think, yep. Peach must be busy over at randallberkey.com. Let me open it up. I know we've got prizes from them. Let me open up and see if they've got anything posted yet on their website. It does not look like they have the Chicken Whispers Bester posted. They've been very busy lately, and so they may just not have had time to post it. So, but you can visit randallberkey.com. You'll still get 10% off your entire order whenever you order from there, whether you call them or order online. And they've we'll have some Happy Hen treats we're giving away, so let me go ahead and click out of that. But we're going to be giving away some Happy Hen treats, both Sunflower Sensation and Mealworm Frenzy. And then we're going to give away some Chicken Whisperer gear, which is going to include, oh, we also have an awesome children's book. I'm going to pull that up from eggcartons.com back on Tuesday. Scott was out of the office and was unable to send me over the prize for Tuesday because Tuesdays are sponsored by eggcartons.com. So we're going to give away an awesome children's book today all about chickens. It's very, very cool. I'll read a little bit about it in a few minutes. Then we've got, ready for this, a Chicken Whisperer watch. How cool is that? We've never given one of those away on the radio show. Chicken Whisperer watch. So if a young lady wins, they'll get a lady's watch. If a man wins, they'll get a man's watch. Chicken Whisperer watch. We'll get a Chicken Whisperer car tag. We've never given one of those away either. It's basically you put it around your license tag, front of the car or back of the car, at the top and then smaller letters that says chickenwhisperer.com, and then in bigger letters at the bottom across the base of the car tag it says Power to the Poultry, Chicken Whisperer car tag. A set of Chicken Whisperer coasters. We've tried to give those away, but nobody ever wins those questions. So we still have the first set of Chicken Whisperer drink coasters we're going to try to give away. So we got some really cool prizes we're going to try to give away today. And we're going to do that as soon as we come back after this short break from our sponsors. Stay with us, folks.
When you need an incubator, think Brinsey, the incubation specialists. Brinsey has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. They have incubators that hold anywhere from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. These durable, easy-to-clean, quality products come with a 2-year warranty and are the choice of backyard breeders through research establishments. visit them online at Brinsea.com. Brinsea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brinsea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. And don't miss out on Brinsea's September sale. Until the end of the month, you can save 20% or more on their full range of incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brinsea. Technology you can trust. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry. From rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams, Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
If you have experienced the disappointment of broken or weak eggshells, try MannaPro's Oyster Shell. Adding oyster shell to your flock's feeding program helps provide the calcium they need for strong eggshells. So don't let those beautiful eggs go to waste. Try MannaPro's Oyster Shell for your pullets and layers. It's easy and rewarding to keep backyard chickens, and My Pet Chicken can supply everything you need to get started, including baby chicks, chicken coops, accessories, books, and free how-to information, plus fun gifts and rooster decor. At My Pet Chicken, you can buy as few as 3 baby chicks. They also sell fertile hatching eggs. Visit them online at mypetchicken.com. That's mypetchicken.com.
Actually, in reality, I am Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It's another fun Friday. We made it through another great week together, and it's now time for a weekend, a long weekend for us. So that brings me to my next special announcement. Today's secret password for the Chicken Coop Contest is Brooder. Today's secret password, Friday, the 29th of October, is Brooder, okay? And I want to let you guys know that there will be no radio show this coming Monday. I will be out of town. I will not be here with all the setup. I do not have internet access down at the farmhouse for good reason. And so there will be no radio show on Monday. So the password this coming Monday is going to be Predator. The password for this coming Monday is going to be, which would be November the 1st, that password will be Predator. So today's password is Brooder. This coming up Monday's password is Predator. We will share this on the Facebook page in case you miss it. Wanted to share that with you. You know what, Pat? I know you Facebook, and I Facebook too, but this is so ridiculous. I got a Facebook request, and I'm always, you know, as to be a friend, and I'm always a little wary of it. So anyway, so I click on the lady's name. I click on, you know, friend request, Carrie Terrace. So I click on there, and it pops up on their info page, female, single, friendship, dating. You know, so they got 20 friends. I'm already suspicious when I'm not friends with any of her friends, you know, because it'll say other friends with Carrie and you are, you know, the same friends. And I say, oh, okay, well, they learned about me or I know them through this person or that person. So that's the first thing I look at is I look at their profile page. And then I look and do they know any of my friends or are we friends with any mutual people? And, of course, it's not. And then I click on their wall. And this is what, because that's a dead giveaway. I got over to the wall and here's the latest post that she put down on her post, on her wall. Hey, guys, I got something pierced yesterday. I can't show on here, but go to my pictures on my website and let me know what you think. Okay, great. Okay. Her parents
well,
need a slap
go?
In the mouth.
Did you
no,
go?
No, I did
look?
Not. No, I did
I,
not.
I think that's more visual than I could possibly handle. It's like, no.
I'm going to respond to her friend's request and put, not now. And then I'm going to close that out. But how ridiculous is that? Oh, my goodness gracious. Barb Rock said, it could have been her ear. She could have got her ear pierced. I mean, come on.
That's right. That's right.
Oh,
but I bet you it wasn't.
Her parents must be so proud. Okay, it is now time for Chicken's Trivia Contest. Chicken at Trivia Contest. I got some really cool trivia today thanks to my wonderful personal assistant, Christina Duncan, that she emailed over this morning. And we're going to give away first, let's mix it up a little bit. Let's start off with, let's see if we really get the phones a ringing. Let's start off with the chicken. Let me get my piece of paper out here. Got to keep track of this now. Has to be accurate. Okay. We'll start off with the Chicken Whisperer CW car tag. How fun is that? Those are really cool. Jen has one on the front of her car. It really didn't fit appropriately on the back of her car because it partially covers, at least the way the Georgia tags are designed, it partially covers the expiration sticker that you have to get, you know, the birthday tax. Every year on your birthday, you got to go pay a tax. On your car tag and ad valorem tax. And so we put it on the front of her car. We've probably been okay putting it on the back of the car, but I didn't want to give Johns Creek police any reason to pull her over because, you know, they're trying to get revenue for the city. Got it. All those people who voted for the city got to get revenue to support that city now. So, that's a good one, Dragonfly. And so I didn't want to give them any reason to pull her over. And then who knows what else. So CW car tag, and it just basically mounts around your existing license tag on the back or front of your car. And I think it's a retail value of about $20 or something like that. Very cool. ChickenWhisperer.com at the top, big letters at the bottom. Power to the poultry. And here we go. And we'll take caller number six. We'll take caller number six. How random is that? Caller number six. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. Chicken Whisperer car tag frame. All righty. Question number one. And we'll give you, we'll let you be pretty close to this. We'll you know, like I said, not everybody's a winner, but we're going to be a little lenient here based on the number. So maybe within, you know, if you're within maybe, let's say, 10%, give or take. How many sweat glands does a chicken have in their skin? How many sweat glands does a chicken have in their skin? That's so if you know the answer to that, we're going to give you, you know, 10% either way. You got to be pretty close with this one. But how many sweat glands does a chicken have? And that's what we're looking for. If you know the answer to that, we said caller number 6-347-637-3237, 347-637-3237, and you'll win this awesome Chicken Whisperer car tag valued at about $20, and it'll be shipped right to your front door from Chicken Whisperer Incorporated. And very cool prize, very cool question. How many sweat glands does a chicken have on their skin or in their skin, depending on how you want to read the question? And if you're within, say, we'll give it 10% either side, a sliding scale there, then you're going to win. And that's what we're looking for. Caller number six. Caller number six, if you know the answer, go ahead and give us a call, and you just might win. Let me tell you about the book we've got coming up from eggcartons.com. Let me try to pull that up here. Try to find that one. I'll read about it to you because a lot of you have kids, a lot of you homeschool. And so let me pull this. There it is. Very cool. From eggcartons.com, we'll be giving this away. It's the Tilly Lays an Egg. Tilly Lays an Egg by Terry Goldson. Unlike the other hens at Little Pond Farm, Tilly isn't one to wait her turn to lay her eggs, and she certainly is not one to stay cooped up all day. Off she goes. Author Terry Goldson and photographer Ben Fing invite you to join Tilly on her first egg-straordinary adventure. Come along as she explores the cozy world of Little Pond Farm and lays her eggs in the unlikeliest of places. Recommended for ages 4 and over. It's 32 pages. It's hardcover. It's a $17 value shipped right to your front door. Tilly Lays an Egg. How cool is that? That'd be a great Christmas gift for somebody, your child, your grandchildren, friends, whatever the case may be. Tilly Lays an Egg. And I think Christina's going to find that link and post it in the chat room. So we'll be giving that away here pretty soon. Right now we're asking how many sweat glands. Is that right? Let me see over here. Is that the question we're doing right now? How many sweat glands does a chicken have? And that's the answer that we're looking for. And we said caller number six. So we're going to the phone lines right now.
Whisper, I just was looking on the internet, and the average person, you or me, I guess we're average, I'm not sure, but huh? The average person has 2 million sweat glands, it says. Now, just to throw that into the pot. So you have 2 million sweat glands. I bet you know every one of them, don't you?
Yeah, about a million of mine are under my arms. Okay, we're going to the phone lines. Caller number six. How lucky is that? You are live with Andy and Pat on this fun Friday, calling in from area code 609. 609. You'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from.
This is Dragonfire. It's Louise. It's New Jersey.
Hey, hey Louise.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. You got through and you were the lucky number caller today. How
about
that? Holy
mackerel. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Okay, this will be, you know, within you know, 10%. You know, we'll allow either way. We're not just going to give it to you.
They don't have any. Birds don't have sweat glands. They don't sweat.
You are absolutely correct.
Excellent.
That is exactly right. How many sweat glands does a chicken have in their skin? And it's zero. I was really hoping that Dr. Bridget McRae would call in and maybe give us but I don't think we needed her to call in to tell us this. You're exactly right. It is none. And you have won an awesome CW license tag frame. Power to
I
the
love
poetry
it.
To you, Louise. And you're calling from where?
Pardon?
Somewhere up north?
I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey, yep.
I'm in South Jersey, all the way down by Wildwood.
Are you on Facebook?
Yep, I am.
Okay. Have you friended me or befriended me on Facebook?
Yep.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you'll just Facebook message me your shipping address, then I'll make sure we'll get that out to you next week, and that you should get that by the end of next week to being in the following week. So we appreciate you listening, as always, and being a regular in the chat room. How fun is that? And congratulations on your win today.
Hey, I love you guys. I go through withdrawal when you guys aren't here.
Aww.
You're my socialization.
You so and sometimes a good and a bad way, I reckon. So, but thank you so much for that. Those great comments. And Louise, we'll see you in the chat room. Thank you so much for listening. And good luck and have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye, Louise.
Bye, bye.
Oh dear, Whisper. You know what that means? That means you and I are addicting. We might have to be a controlled substance or something if people go through withdrawal.
No, we're going to have to be regulated. The government's going to have to regulate the Chicken Whisperer radio show.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're watching to see if there isn't some way they can control us. But who cares?
Yeah, whatever.
Thank
Life's
God we live
short.
In a free country. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let me scroll down here. Okay, let's
That was
let's
a good question.
Drive. We're going to do the CW, because we've tried to give these away twice. Nobody ever wins. CW drink coasters. How cool is that? CW Chicken Whisper drink coasters. They are round and have our big logo smack dab on the top of them. It's like nothing but just this big Chicken Whisper logo. Definitely a conversation piece at your next party. And you get a set of four coasters. And this is a good question for these coasters. Okay, we'll take caller number, let's see. CW and Pat is a, we're a class C drug, Pat.
Yeah, that stands for classy. We're a classy drug.
There you go. Absolutely. Okay, caller, let's up it a little bit. Let's go to caller number 11. Caller number 11 today for this question. Caller number 11. What is a castrated male chicken called? Ouch. That's what I call it. Ouch. What is a castrated male chicken called? Caller
castrated.
Number 11. Just Andy will broadcast from a barge out in intercoastal waters off of Georgia's coast before he is regulated. Amen. Oh, that is awesome.
Can still go international.
That is hilarious. Andy will broadcast from a barge in international waters off Georgia's coast before he is regulated. I absolutely love that. And I see that was mentioned by Bidbird and bidbird.com. You got to check them out on a daily basis, folks. You may check it today and then not check it for a couple of days, and you're going to miss out on some very cool, awesome deal, or a bird or a breed of bird that you've been looking for a long time, and it's up for bid for a penny, or the starting bid starts at a penny. So you've got to stop there and take a look at that on a regular basis. We would love for you to do that at bidbird.com. And we're still waiting on caller number 11 to tell us what is the name of a castrated male chicken called. What is a castrated male chicken called? Caller number 11, you're going to win. The very first winner of all time to win some Chicken Whisper drink coasters. That's what we're looking for. 347-637-3237. And I'm going to tell all my listeners right now, we've got something very special coming up. I'm not going to make the announcement today on Fun Friday because it's a little laid back, but on a serious note, and Bidbird will know exactly what I'm talking about here. I'm going to special request. Our sponsors keep this radio show on. It's not like public television where we come to you once a quarter and do a fundraiser to keep this radio show on the air, because our sponsors provide that for us, and we're grateful to them. But what we do ask for on occasion, we've done this in the past, for nonprofit situations, or cancer research, or we'll have a fundraiser for cancer research, or like Lucy's Love Bus, or things like that. So I'm not going to give you all the details today. We'll get into that next week. But Bidbird.com and Chicken Whisper Inc. we've partnered, and we're basically going to do a very substantial fundraiser right before Christmas. And so this is what I would like for everybody to do. I'm going to do this. Y'all know I try to practice what I preach every day of my life. If I go to start doing something that I know it's against what I preach on this radio show, let me tell you, my conscience lets me know, don't do it. So I do this. So we want you, I'll start doing it today. Is at the end of every day, I want you to take out all the loose change out of your pocket that you accumulated that day and put it in a jar. And then I want you to use that for this fundraiser we've got coming up. You won't even miss it. You won't even miss it. Okay, Dragon Play. You can email me. That's fine with that information. I was going to say on Facebook, you can click message me, so that's fine. It's not a big deal. So, funny, Dr. McRae. It's interesting. Lots of chat in there going on about a castrated male. So this is starting today, when we'll start this probably sometime in the next couple of weeks. We'll tell you about it, maybe even next week. But just take all that empty change. You know, some people actually at the end of the day, if you'll take all the bills out of your wallet except for 5s, 10s, and 20s, of course, that would be all my money because I don't have any 5s, 10s, or 20s. But if you'll just, I mean, some people, maybe for the duration of this fundraiser that we're going to do, for this nonprofit organization, maybe at the end of every day, if you'll take all the small bills out of your wallet, put it in that drawer and your loose change. So, you know, maybe that'll during lunch, you'll get instead of a 5, you'll give a 10 and get some more ones back. But at the end of every day, take those ones out, put them in the jar. Keep your 5s, 10s, and 20s. At the end of the day, take your loose change out, your quarters, nickels, dimes, and pennies, put it in a jar. And then towards the end of this, that you can donate that to what we're going to be doing for a really, really good cause. So I'll share that with you. Let's go to the phone lines here. Perfect. Let's see here. Getting this number down. Caller number 11. Perfect. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. You're live with Andy and Pat on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Caller calling in from area code 765-765. If you'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
Ralph, Indiana.
Hey, who's
Ralph
there? Welcome, Ralph.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, it's Friday. We're having a good time, and I'm already overdue by 1 minute. Christina says,
okay.
You're never going to get done. You're never not for this call, but she says, you're never going to get done by one, and I never am. I'm like, I got to get done by one, so I have something. But I just have so much fun, and all the fans are great, especially when we're giving away prizes. So the question is, what is a castrated male chicken called? That's what we're looking for, Ralph. Do you know the answer?
Capon.
That's correct, depending on how you want to pronounce it, correct? C-A-P-O-N-S or C-A-P-O-N, that is absolutely correct. You've won the very first set ever to leave this office, Chicken Whisper Drink Coasters. So how cool is that? Definitely a conversation starter at your next party, and those will be mailed out next week. Not sure, Ralph, if you're on Facebook or not.
Yes, I am. I'm friended
you. If you are. Yep, perfect, and then you can message me, and then if not, folks, if that doesn't pan out like with Dragonfly, you can just email me your shipping information, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, not .com, but the emails are set up on .net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Well, Ralph, congratulations. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in.
Well, thank you.
All righty, take care. All righty, let's go on to the next question. Let's go on here to the next let's see here. Okay, let's go to the next question. Let's see what else do we have. What else? Let's go ahead and give away the Chicken Whisperer. Then we'll get to the CW. Should get a lot of calls on this one. Chicken Whisperer Watch. Very, very cool. We do sell a good bit of these. Chicken Whisperer Watch. Let me get a good question here for this one. Okay, here's a good one. This will be good. This is going to be for a Chicken Whisperer watch. If a young lady wins, they get the ladies' version of the CW watch. If it's a man, they get the man's version of the Chicken Whisperer watch. Hang on. Perfect. Got a little email here. Not an email, but a message. I'm going to share this with you. This person had been involved with their state's NPIP program for several years, and they're a big fan of Peter Brown, the chicken doctor, and they were asking what the webinar coming up in November may offer with new information. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. Out of the hour webinar, I would say 80% is going to be probably good information for if you've had poultry in the last year. If you've had poultry for 5 years, we have about three spaces within the webinar where we'll be answering viewer or listener questions, and those are going to be more advanced questions regarding that. But I'll be honest with you because I know some of you may be scheduling off time at work, trying to get out of a meeting at work to take the webinar. We would love for you to take this webinar. It's filling up. I don't even know today if there are any more spots left. There probably are. But there's 1,000 seats available, and we're down to, I know, well under 200 that are still open. And so if you've had poultry for, let's just say, maybe less than 2 years, then it's probably going to be a very, very good program for you. If you've had chickens for 5 years or more, there might be one or two things that you'll learn differently. It may be a good review for you, but it may not be just a whole hour of brand new information if you've kept chickens for 5 years or longer. But it is definitely designed for both. But the majority, maybe 80% of it, is going to be really good for the person who's had chickens for the couple of years or less. Okay, so Chicken Whisper Watch. We need to. Here's the question. We'll take caller number lucky number 7. How about this for the watch? Lucky caller number 7. Chickens use a muscular gland to grind food because they have no teeth. Chickens use a muscular gland to grind food. Name that muscular gland. That's what we're looking for. Caller lucky number 7. If you know the answer to this, you're going to win an awesome CW watch. That's a Chicken Whisper watch. If it's a young lady, we have a nice lady's watch. If it's a man, we've got a nice man's watch. And very, very cool. I wear one daily. And you know, as you know, there's some products that I've tried, and I won't sell them because they were a bunch of crud. Like those flip-flops we were hoping to get, Chicken Whisper flip-flops. They look cool on the picture. They look cool when you get them in the mail. But literally after 3 days, I put mine in the garbage can. Okay, that's how cheap they were. Didn't sell them. I didn't want to have to deal with having to send them back or the complaint. So, but I've worn this watch now ever since I ordered my Chicken Whisper watch. It's been several months. I even accidentally wore it in the shower one day, even though I don't think it's waterproof. Still a ticking. No problem at all. So good quality and really like it. So Dr. McRae's saying it's not a gland, it's an organ. Hey, I just read the questions. I don't write them. You'll have to take that up with my personal assistant, Love for Poultry, Christina Duncan. She is the chicken trivia extraordinaire. But I love that. I love. If y'all don't know, listen to the show on the first and third Thursdays. First and third Thursdays of every month, Dr. Bridget McRae is a guest on this radio show, and she's also the radio show's technical advisor, and this is one reason why. So there's a repost from Love for Poultry. Chickens use a muscular organ to grind food. Name that muscular organ. We do want to be accurate. We do.
It's a pipe organ, of course.
Let's see who wants to. You know what? We had about 100 callers, and now because we changed the question, we're down to about 50. So, you know, it must have made a difference. I'm just kidding. Just pulling everybody's leg. Okay, here we go. We're going to go to the phone lines here. This is for a Chicken Whisperer watch. Let's go to the phone lines. Here we go. Lucky number caller. Where's Munch? All right. You're the lucky caller talking with Andy and Pat on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, blah, blah, blah. Calling in from area code 509-509. If you'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from, please.
I hope this is me. This is Jean Rebecca from Pips and Peeps.
Oh,
hey, Jean.
Hey, Jean.
You just answered my question earlier. The answer is gizzard.
Yep.
We have the gizzard. That is exactly right. Or I'm going to spell this. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce it in parentheses. We have here V-E-N-T-R-I-C-U-L-U-S, if you want to get technical about it. But I have the gizzard. We will accept gizzard. Or if you want it to be technical, then ventriloquus or something like that, V-E-N-T-R-I-C-U-L-U-S. And but, yes, gizzard is the right answer. So you have won, Gene. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington.
Washington. Wow, good. Okay, and you have won a Ladies Chicken Whisper watch. They're very popular, very cool. I know you'll love it. And are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook, but I haven't friended you yet.
Okay. It's under Andy Schneider, my personal page. I don't think you can send me Facebook messages to the Chicken Whisperer fan page, but just Andy Schneider. And then if not, you can email me. Very easy to remember, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net, and just to get that message, you either Facebook message me, email me your shipping address, and we'll get that Chicken Whisperer watch out to you as soon as we possibly can. And we appreciate you listening, and we hope you have a wonderful weekend. Right, Pat?
That's right. Absolutely. It's a good weekend coming up with all the Halloween activities that are going on. And I love fall. So, Gene, congratulations, and thanks for calling in.
Perfect. All right. Let's get back over here to the chat room. Yeah, there's no aura. Okay, this is fine. We're having a good time. Okay, the next caller is moving right along here, and we'll go to commercial break while they call in because everybody's going to want this. This is so awesome. We're going to give away that awesome book from eggcartons.com, eggcartons.com. The post was put in the chat room. It was in the chat room. Okay, Louise, I already got your email address. Perfect. And Ralph, I've got yours via email. So actually, Gene in Washington, if you want to email me, that'll be great. I'll have them all three right here together. It'll be so much easier for me in organization. Just email me your shipping address, chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. So that'll be all three of them together. That'll be perfect, easy to organize. And let me get down here to describe this book again. I believe it's a $17 value. There it is. From eggcartons.com. It's a very, very cool children's book, Tilly Lays an Egg. My wife has this actually in her classroom. Tilly Lays an Egg. Unlike the other hens at Little Pond Farm, Tilly isn't one to wait on her turn to lay her eggs, and she's certainly not one to stay cooped up all day. Off she goes. Author Terry Goldson and photographer Ben Fink invite you to join Tilly on her first extraordinary adventure. Come along as she explores the cozy world of Little Pond Farm and lays her eggs in the unlikeliest of places. Recommended for ages 4 and up, 32 pages. It is a hardcover valued at $16.99 and shipped directly to your door from our great sponsor, eggcartons.com. So let me get over here to the trivia questions. All righty.
Sweet. Sweet, yeah, little book. Nice. Cover is just adorable, isn't it, with little Tilly coming out. She looks like she's marching and so determined to go lay that egg. It's really cute.
Question is, we'll take caller number 5 because this one will be, some people may have to Google this, but so we'll take caller number 5 on this. And all you parents out there, grandparents, you're going to want this book for your kids, grandkids, or maybe even for yourself. So definitely you want to call. Caller number 5, name 3 internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to. Name, you know what, we'll have you name 2. I may have said 3. Name 2 internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to. That's the question. If you know 2 of the internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to, give us a call. Call number 5 and you'll win this awesome children's book from eggcartons.com. How cool is that? Erin better be calling. She better be looking that up. And that's what we're giving away. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock.
The suspense again. Yeah. Oh, my.
Ralph was asking, actually, how long do you have to wait if you win before you call in again? And we've tried this over the years, and Dr. Bridget McRae, if you'd like to call in, that's perfectly fine.
Now, to participate in the contest, is that a – given she's kind of the inside – part here and so knowledgeable about all these. Is that fair to others?
No, but you know what would happen? Can you imagine how hard I would laugh if she got it wrong?
You're so bad. But Dr. McRae, if you want to give him a good laugh, just go ahead and call in and give the wrong answers. He will just sort of, that's really insidious, Whisper. That wasn't nice.
That's not the wrong answer, Doctor. I'm so sorry. Thanks for playing. Womp, 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 womp.
Oh, man. The like sounds oh, like an goodness. I Love Lucy show, you know.
Can you imagine how cool that would be? Oh my goodness, I would laugh.
It would make
laugh
a very
days.
Good father whisper.
I would laugh for that. I would laugh for days. All righty, name two internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to. Let me go over here to the switchboard. Oh, back to the question. You can call back in. We tried that before. Wait 30 days if you've won a prize. Wait 2 weeks if you won a prize. And then we have big major prizes like the coop contest. And then we were like, okay, the big prizes like coop contest, even if you won a smaller prize earlier in the week, you can. It was just too confusing to keep up with everything. So there's no holes barred. Go for it. You know, if you happen to be the lucky caller again, then guess what? That's cool. You're the lucky caller again, and you're a lucky person. So that's not a big deal at all. So no problems. No problems there. You can call in. Name two internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to. Caller number five. Let's go on back on here in the chat room. I got an instant message from Dr. McRae. Very, very funny. Okay, folks. It appears the radio show is going to be looking for a new technical advisor starting on Monday morning.
oh dear!
I was just kidding. We're having so much fun. Oh my goodness! Let's go to the phone line. Okay. All righty, going to the phone lines. Call number five. All righty, caller calling in from area code 229. 229, you're live on the air with Andy and Pat. If you'll tell us your name and what state you're calling from.
Hi, my name's Kevin, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. From California.
And,
how about that?
Very good.
Now, Kevin, I know you're on Facebook, so if you win this, then you're just gonna Facebook me or email me your winning information. But the question is, we want you to name two internal parasites that poultry are susceptible to.
I'm gonna go with capillary worms and tapeworms.
That's two out of the six that I have here. We would have accepted tapeworm, gizzard worm, Cecil worm, round worm, capillary worm, and the gape worm. So you got two out of the six that we had here, and you've named two of those, which is all we requested. So, Kevin, you've won an awesome children's book from eggcartons.com. And so if you'll just go ahead, as you do, on Facebook, send me your shipping information. I don't keep any of that logged in. I just don't do that. So you could win every day, and I still wouldn't write your stuff down and keep it. People get kind of hairy about that. So, but if Kevin, if you'll send that to me, we'll get that over to Scott at eggcartons.com and get that sent out to you.
All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Kevin. All right.
All righty. I think we're probably going to wrap it up there. We've given away some awesome prizes, CW car tag, CW coaster, CW watch, and an awesome book from eggcartons.com. We've had winners from California, Washington, Indiana, New Jersey. So how about that is? So,
that's impressive.
Very, very. Yeah, very absolutely. Nationwide, worldwide radio show. Like I said, just about a month ago, I was sitting in a Cracker Barrel. My BlackBerry went off, and it was an email from somebody, I believe it was in Ireland, saying, hey, we listen to your podcast over here. We love it. Keep up the good work. And how cool is that? It makes me feel good as I was having my chicken and dumplings there at Cracker Barrel. All righty. So, sorry, folks. Kevin was the correct caller. So, Dr. McRae, we're not going to be able to know if she even knew the answer to that question or not. So, that's a shame. I don't know if she would have named all six. So, I don't know. We'll just never find out. How about that?
Oh, dear. You're so bad.
I know. How fun is that? So, guys, it's Friday. Guys and gals, it's Friday. We had a great fun Friday. We gave lots of cool prizes away. We do hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And basically, I can say right now, we'll see you next month. Because,
that's right.
We'll see you next month. There will not Dr. McRae saying, "Don't you worry, Andy."
I love
it. Worry. So, let's see here what we got. So, yeah, we'll see you next month. Remember, folks, no radio show on Monday. I will be out of the loop that day. And so no radio show Monday. You know today's password, just to give you a little a bonus here, today's password for the Chicken Coop Contest was Brooder. Monday's password is going to be Predator. And then we'll see you back here on a Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month. And then, of course, don't forget, next week will be the first show of yourgardenshow.com. Cannot wait. We're going to be talking about gardening for children with disabilities and garden photography. And so that's going to be very, very exciting. We'll also next Thursday have Dr. Bridget McRae on talking about an awesome subject. And don't forget your pens and paper on Thursday and then another fun Friday. So we hope you have a great, great weekend. We thank you for tuning in today, as every day, here at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer and with me and Pat. And just a reminder, if you want to start today, because I promise you it'll be for a good cause, at the end of every day, if you'll just, when you're settling down, take out that spare change from your pocket, put it in a little jar. Maybe if you want to go a little bit further, take out all the ones and put it in the jar with your change. Keep those fives, tens, and twenties, and fifties, and hundreds in your pocketbook if you got any of those in there. And but take out the ones, take out the change every day, put it in a jar, and then because we're going to have a really, really good fundraiser for a very good cause starting up here in the next couple of weeks. Then I know it's you're going to be proud to be a part of with BidBird.com and ChickenWhisperer.com. So we've got that for you. So for the end of the year, it'll be kind of one of those, it's tis the season, and everybody likes to give what they can. So I'm just going to challenge you to do that, and I'm going to do that as well. I've got to get an old mason jar out from under the counter, and I'm going to do the same thing at the end of every day. So we'll share with that with you some next week. And, Pat, thank you very much for coming on today and all the lucky callers from all around the country. And thank you, a very special thank you to Dr. McRae for correcting that trivia question for us. It is an organ, not a gland. It is an organ, not a gland. So that's why we pay Dr. McRae the big bucks to be our technical advisor on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer to keep us in check. So thanks to Love for Poultry for posting all the links in the chat rooms and whatnot. And we will see you on Monday right here on Blog Talk Radio. Pat, take it away.
Okay, and of course, we won't see you on Monday, but we'll see you on Tuesday. And don't forget to vote on Tuesday. So Tuesday's voting day, no matter what. It's one of our very sacred rights, I think, to be able to vote and elect our government. Okay, well, today was Freaky, Frivolous, Frolicking, Foul-Filled, Twick or Tweet, Halloween Fun Friday. So I thought you'd like that whisper, Twick or Tweet. So thanks to the chat room Chicken Ears for clucking along. It's been a great time there in the chat room. What fun. And, of course, thanks to blogtalkradio.com for providing the radio, chat, and the video services. And, of course, Andy Schneider, twick a tweet to you, and may all your may all your collections over the weekend be healthy ones from the Halloween weekend. Blessings to all. We love each and every one of you. Blessings to all, and may the flock be with you evermore. God bless everybody.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Oh,
you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.